For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you a wide variety of topics related to your health and wellness. We've been bringing this show to you for over 3 years now, trying to load you up with all the great information you need to be healthy. So thanks for listening. If you ever want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, there's a great archive available on the Village Green website. You just go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little radio show, microphone icon. You click on that, and it'll take you to our archive show section. And that really is a great place where you can download all of our shows as a podcast, as you can stream them for absolutely free. So it's a great way to learn about different conditions. I refer patients and people to there all the time to learn about different things I've talked about, because we've had so many great special guests. And, of course, today is no option. No exception. I'm very excited today to have on the phone with me another colleague, another naturopathic doctor, and we're going to be talking about fatigue issues, and we're going to be talking about different sources of fatigue. So it's one thing I hear over and over again when people come into my office. I actually just did a lecture earlier this week to about 50 people, and, you know, in the beginning of lectures, I like to get some feedback about what people want to learn about, and the key topic of this lecture, I was really honing in on nutritional issues. And I asked people, what are some of the things that they wanted to get out of their nutrition? If they were going to make the effort to change their diet, what kind of results did they want to see? And of course, you know, probably the most popular one was some weight loss. But next to that was clearly, above and beyond, increased energy levels. And I know that every day, in my day-to-day practice with people, that's one of the biggest things that people can complain about is, my energy is low. And the reality is, if you walk into your regular doctor's office and you say that my energy levels are low, they will listen and they will do usually the standard parameter of tests. But if you don't show any abnormalities in any of the standard areas, there's really not a whole lot that can be done. They're not going to give you some sort of stimulant. They're not going to give you some type of, you know, drug to boost your energy levels. Well, hopefully not. So you're kind of left in the same situation. You may be told to reduce your stress. You may be told to get more sleep. But there are really some very important things to consider from a nutrient standpoint, from a supplement standpoint, that can address, number one, real nutrient deficiencies or issues that can lead to fatigue. And number two, that even if, you know, there's nothing that comes up on a classic blood test, there are certainly some very effective ways to boost fatigue. And that is definitely the one parameter that I would say in almost every single case that I work with that improves. Whether or not that was a primary concern of why the person came in, if somebody's energy levels are not improving as I'm working with them, something is wrong. Because as you get that body working better, supported properly, as you move it closer to a state of ideal health, energy levels will definitely pick up. So, and, you know, I like to kid around, you know, one of the sources of low energy is not lack of caffeine. You know, coffee is not a perfect source of energy. We all use it, and the amount of, you know, look at the success of coffee shops around the country in the last 10 or 15 years. Coffee, Americans are addicted to it. You know, we push ourselves hard. We create really demanding schedules. We work really hard, and we're an amazing culture, an amazing country for doing that. Our work ethic is strong, and I am proud of that, and I am proud to do that. But at what expense? And people are given the tools to properly take care of their body to sustain through that. So we rely on coffee, 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 coffee. And if I were to ask people, how is your energy level? They say it's great. And then I say, well, how much coffee do you drink? And they say, oh, well, I drink like 3 cups in the morning, and I usually have 1 cup in the afternoon. And I say, geez, that's a lot of caffeine. Or maybe it's not coffee. Maybe it's diet soda, or maybe it's something else, iced tea or some other type of caffeinated beverage. And I say, well, how would your energy levels be without coffee if I told you you couldn't have coffee? And they say, oh, no, 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 Dr. Passero, we can't talk about that. Don't make me give up my coffee. Well, I help people understand that if we support their bodies properly, we can slowly reduce their coffee intake and their energy levels will be as good or just as good as we work on some of these other natural causes and support their body naturally to have ideal energy levels. So that's my little intro here. Dr. Erin Stokes received her naturopathic degree from Bastyr University in 2001. The focus of her practice at Lotus Naturopathic Clinic in Boulder, Colorado is postpartum health and wellness. She provided individual consultations as a practitioner at Pharma Integrative Pharmacy from 2004 to 2011. Before joining Megafood, Erin was the lead practitioner at the Table Mesa Pharmaca. She truly enjoys educating others and has taught Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. Erin, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. I am delighted to be here. And I, you know, you might have heard me smiling and laughing about the caffeine is that it is no joke, though. We are a culture that absolutely adores our coffee. And I have a quote here. We're all, most of us are quite familiar with Dr. Andrew Weil, who is a pioneer in integrative medicine. And he's recently written a book called Spontaneous Happiness. Really fascinating book. Talks about our culture and contentment and many different issues, including energy and fatigue. And I have a quote here from him that really gives some food for thought. And it says, the energy provided by coffee, tea, cola, yerba mate, et cetera, is not some gift from, quote unquote, out there. It is your own energy stored chemically in your cells. The caffeine prods your body into releasing. When the drug wears off, you are left with a depletion of stored energy and are likely to feel fatigued and mentally dull. And that's a quote by Dr. Andrew Weil. And, you know, when I was reading his book, I love to read and put little post-it notes and highlight different things. And that really struck me because it's really true. You know, I think sometimes people say, and we've all done it, you know, I'm not an angel in this department. I like a good cup of coffee, but we say, you know, oh, the coffee is going to give me energy. Well, it's really important for us to remember that it's not the coffee, it's actually our own bodies. It's the coffee, like Dr. Weil says, prodding our bodies to release energy. And you don't, you know, another quote I heard from a wise person was, you don't get something for nothing. And that's a simple quote, but it's actually true. There's only so much that our bodies have. And so I see caffeine as a real short-term solution, and if people drink enough, like you're referring to one of your patients, they don't get to that point where they're feeling the depleted energy because they just have more coffee. But eventually that can catch up, and as we both know, it'd be very difficult on our adrenal function, on our blood glucose balance, on our consistent energy, you know, stable energy. And one thing, you know, just to bring up this book one more time that Dr. Weil mentions is mood. You know, caffeine can really lead to some ups and downs in mood, too. So people that are struggling with mood or perhaps struggling with anxiety or insomnia, it's not ultimately a sustainable solution.
Yeah, I mean, we know caffeine and coffee intake does have its downsides. It can be disruptive to sleep. It can be disruptive to mood. It can lead to certain nutrient deficiencies. It's a mild diuretic. There are compounds in coffee that can be triggers for headaches, that can be triggers for irritable bowel syndrome, that can be triggers for all sorts of things, you know, and we rely on coffee. It's like, I say it's like whipping the tired horse, you know. If you're needing coffee to get your energy levels going, your horse is probably tired, you know. It needs a rest. It needs to stop and get some water and get a little bit of replenishment. But instead of letting that horse rest, the coffee is just getting out the bigger whip and hitting the horse harder, you know. And that horse can only go for so long before it really runs into a crisis. And somebody might, you know, run into a crisis at some point where they start developing high blood pressure or they start developing some type of health symptom that is just sort of a conglomeration of the caffeine and the coffee along with that sort of chronic sort of fatigue that has been plaguing their body that they haven't really addressed. The natural remedies and some of the things we're going to talk about today are the things that actually replenish the horse. You know, you don't need to just stop everything in order to get better and quit your job and stop dealing with your family. That's obviously not realistic. But there are ways to replenish the energy factories of your body in a healthy way that doesn't deplete them in the end. So it's a way of unlocking that energy that Dr. Weil alludes to without depleting your system. So, Erin, let's talk about, let's introduce one topic. We're going to need to break here in a minute, but I want you to introduce one topic that we're going to pick up after the break regarding this thing of like hidden source of fatigue that people may not think of, or whatever you think is a good one to introduce first, and then we'll come back to the break from the break and discuss it.
Absolutely. Fatigue is a symptom. It's not an actual disease. So there are many causes of fatigue. And one that I would love to talk about after the break is low thyroid function.
Okay, that's a favorite topic of mine. That is definitely one of my subspecialties in my office and something I spend a lot of time dealing with. So that's a great place to start. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about low thyroid issues as a source of fatigue, and I can promise you some other things we're going to allude to are nutrient deficiencies that are associated with fatigue, adrenal issues that are associated with fatigue, and some other things that you need to stay tuned in for the rest of the show. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back here on 1500 AM, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides whole holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Today, we are talking about issues related to fatigue. In the last segment, we just touched on a couple concepts about fatigue and introduce the topic in general. We're going to get to some more meat of the conversation here. I have on the phone with me Dr. Erin Stokes, who is one of my esteemed naturopathic colleagues. She is the education director for MegaFood, which is a phenomenal supplement company, really leading the industry in making whole food-based supplements, organic-based supplements. They meet high standards for supplement manufacturing, purity, quality, standardization. There was a show done on, what was it, Erin, Dr. Stokes? Was it 60 Minutes or was it Dateline NBC on Sunday? I know
It was Dateline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was Dateline. It was an expose on the supplement industry and how a lot of labs that supplement companies send their products off to get assayed are basically not even testing the products and just sending back certificate of analysis saying that the product tested as expected. And this is basically a cost-saving, terrible practice that is completely illegal and, you know, completely should be shut down. And unfortunately, that's the rap that the supplement industry gets sometimes. But mind all of you that there are FDA mandates. There are laws governing the proper production of dietary supplements that every dietary supplement company is legally required to adhere to, and if they don't, they will be shut down and can be thrown in jail. So there are very strict requirements on supplements. That is a big misconception. And companies like Megafood set the standard for good quality supplements. So if you saw that Dateline expose, you're a little concerned about what's in your dietary supplement. Mind you that if you know what you're buying, you can rest assured that what you're getting is safe, because there are a lot of fantastic dietary supplement companies out there doing exactly what they should be doing. If you have questions about this, there is no better place for you to go besides the Village Green. So well educated there. We have a ton of supplement products there, really good staff that can help guide you to the products that we know meet and exceed the highest standards. So in this segment, we are talking about Erin, thyroid as one issue that may contribute to fatigue problems. Now, thyroid is near and dear to my heart, and I could go on all day about thyroid issues, but I want you to sort of explain your take on thyroid and its relationship with fatigue.
Thank you, Kevin. So, like you, the thyroid gland and hypothyroidism is one of my favorite topics as well, and I think we probably are both very interested in it because we realize how often thyroid issues go undetected, and how there are people all over the country that truly are suffering. That's not an exaggeration, because the thyroid gland, I like to call it the mover and shaker when people are trying to figure out what exactly is the thyroid gland doing. Well, it's sitting right in your neck by your Adam's apple, and it has a lot of very important functions. It's the mover and shaker, so it's helping with your metabolism, helping you to think clearly and quickly when you need to, helping with, you know, moving your bowels. So you may be constipated if you have low thyroid function. You may feel kind of blue. Again, we're not talking about major depression. We're just talking about mild depression, mild to moderate depression. I'm unable to think quickly and clearly. And the thing about this that's very frustrating for many Americans is it can be very insidious in terms of it can come on really slowly. And another one of my favorite topics is chronic stress. And chronic stress can be at the root of thyroid conditions, because chronically high cortisol is very hard on the thyroid gland. It affects thyroid gland function negatively. So going back to stress, sometimes as an initial source, it can also be hormonal imbalance. Postpartum hypothyroidism is quite common in this country, the estimates of up to 1 in 10 women. When the thyroid isn't working well, we're not working well. That's the bottom line. I'd like to try to put it into simple terms for people. And if someone's feeling this unrelenting fatigue, it may be related to low thyroid function. The good news is that there are products that can help. And, of course, you know, my favorite is Megafood Thyroid Strength. And I have seen this help many, many people who have a constellation of symptoms that are related to low thyroid function or appear to be. They go in and they get lab testing, as you talked about earlier, and everything looks fine. Well, things aren't working optimally for them. So Megafood Thyroid Strength has food state nutrients such as iodine, selenium, also has L-tyrosine to help with thyroid hormone production and conversion. And then I love that Sensoral Ashwagandha is included in this formula. Sensoral Ashwagandha is so important for the stress response, and it really acknowledges that connection between stress and thyroid function. So Sensoral Ashwagandha is in there, as well as one of my all-time favorite herbs, holy basil or sacred basil, which has this beautiful uplifting quality. So I've just worked with many, many people that just seem to have this subclinical low thyroid function, and they take this formula, which also contains Coleus forscoli, very interesting, Sensoral Ashwagandha, Coleus forscoli, and holy basil, all being brought to us from the Ayurvedic herbal tradition. And the Coleus forscoli, some people are actually familiar with the forscoling because they've heard about it on Dr. Oz, the coleus for fully is involved in fat metabolism. It does help with, in a very safe way, with that extra weight that people can put on when their thyroid's not working at its best. So I just have really seen this turnaround, how many people are feeling. And there's so many people out there that, as I said, have totally normal labs, but they're really feeling stuck because they don't know what to do.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a big issue that comes up is, how do you determine if you're thinking that your thyroid might be a problem, but you go in and get an evaluation and you're told that your thyroid function is fine? You know, how do you figure out whether or not, you know, your thyroid actually needs to be supported? And, you know, because if your doctor's saying, listen, I checked your numbers and your fatigue is not related to your thyroid, like you, Aaron, I have seen as well many, many people that fall into the subcategory of subclinical hypothyroidism, where they're not really outside of the set ranges per se that would warrant a diagnosis of hypothyroidism, but the gland is not functioning like it should. And that can oftentimes be associated with high stress and cortisol imbalances. And everybody, or a lot of people in our culture, are guilty of that. Now, women also have a much more greater likelihood of having a thyroid issue than a man. So if a man's feeling fatigued, now this is not across the board, I really don't want to generalize, but these are the trends that I see. Hypothyroidism is more common in women. Also, if you're a woman and you're just starting to go through some of your perimenopausal changes, even the earliest ones where maybe your monthly menstrual cycles are, let's say, getting a little longer or getting a little shorter, or some of the patterns associated with those are just starting to change, and there are some fatigue issues coming up, that can often be the first time that a woman will present with a thyroid issue. Other things to think about are, what's your family history? Do you have a first-degree same-sex relative that has a thyroid issue? Does your mom have a thyroid issue, or do you have a sister that has a thyroid issue? Even sometimes aunts that have a thyroid issue, you may be a little bit more astute to thinking about, is this an issue? Now, the value that they test mainly for checking for thyroid is the TSH. And the TSH, as you know, Aaron, has a very, very wide range from 0.5 to 4.5. Now, the American Academy of Clinical Endocrinologists, the doctors who are the absolute specialists in thyroid and endocrine function, in 2002 came out with a position paper stating that the range should be moved down to 3 as the top of the range. The higher your TSH, the lower your thyroid function. So my best advice that I can tell people out there when it comes to thyroid issues, if you've been told your thyroid function is normal, but you look at your TSH test and it is anywhere over 3.0, you are probably maybe not a candidate for a prescription medication and aren't going to be diagnosed as hypothyroid, but you would be a perfect candidate if you're suffering from hypothyroid symptoms like fatigue to try a supplement like the thyroid strength from MegaFood or any type of high quality thyroid nutritional support formula. Would you agree with that advice, Aaron? And do you have anything to add to that?
No, it's very well said. I completely agree with you. And the beauty of this formula is it is very supportive. So I feel very comfortable with people taking this formula. As you said, if their TSH is above 3, even if there's a strong history in their family of hypothyroidism. Another thing that I like to look at that sometimes pleasantly surprises the patients I work with is I like to look at trends. So I'll say, okay, so this is where your TSH is now. Do you happen to have your lab values from the last few years? And since as naturopathic doctors, we focus on prevention, if I see someone's TSH is moving up year by year by year, I'm not going to wait, and I know you're in the same boat on this, until they get out of the normal range, I'm going to be proactive and try to help them be preventive to optimize their thyroid function and not get to the point where their levels are way off and they're feeling terrible.
Sure. Particularly, yeah, if their symptoms are progressing and they're starting to come up with symptoms related to fatigue and low energy or hair loss or weight gain or dry skin or brittle nails or many of the other symptoms that are associated with hypothyroidism. So truly, it is a very fascinating topic. And there are many people out there that unfortunately suffer because the ranges are so broad. And really, it's usually unlikely that somebody is given attention to a thyroid issue unless their numbers are outside of the range. But the reality is many people feel the effects of a low thyroid before their numbers are outside of the range. So something very, very important to look at. Now, I want to sort of briefly tease our next system for, you know, the next segment. What are we going to discuss next, Dr. Stokes?
We're going to discuss some nutritional deficiencies, specifically B vitamins and also iron deficiency as it relates to anemia.
Okay, excellent. So these are another set of very classic issues that can lead to sources or can be sources of fatigue. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about them more specifically, and we're going to be talking about some specific interventions you can do to make them better and improve your energy level. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in for another great show. We've been talking today about hidden sources of fatigue and sort of fatigue in general. In the last segment, we touched upon thyroid issues and this condition related to subclinical hypothyroidism, which I think many people often suffer from, but is very much underdiagnosed. If you want to listen to that segment and the rest of this show in its entirety, if you're just tuning in or any of our previously recorded shows, I recommend you go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you will see a little radio microphone. If you click on that, you'll get to our archive show section, and you can download and listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today I have on the phone with me today Dr. Erin Stokes. She is a naturopathic doctor, colleague of mine, and she is the educational director for Megafood, which is a very high-quality whole food organic supplement line. And we're going to be talking about a couple other sources of fatigue in this segment, mainly related to nutrient and nutritional deficiencies. So Dr. Stokes, I'll go ahead and let you introduce those now.
Thank you, Kevin. So B vitamins are in short supply in many people's diets. You know, we talk about nutrition and the importance of a strong foundation of nutrition. And according to the National Institute of Health, B vitamin deficiency is actually the third most common reason for fatigue. And I like to bring it up. We are going to touch on iron deficiency anemia. And I wouldn't say that's as much of a hidden cause. A lot of people are aware of that. But the B vitamin deficiency isn't as widely talked about. And the B vitamins really play an essential role in regulating our mitochondrial enzymes. And that sounds like a mouthful, but our mitochondria are the sort of powerhouse of every single cell in our body needs our mitochondria to produce energy. So we really need to support our mitochondria. You know, it's supporting the smallest level to produce the biggest energy. And B vitamins, really, they work as a team. They play very important roles in energy production. It's pretty basic biochemistry, but it's one of those things that gets overlooked often. And B vitamins can certainly get depleted with our lifestyle today. And I just think that if you're not eating lots of organic fruits and vegetables and really getting a good nutritional foundation, it's very likely that you could be deficient in one of the B vitamins. We have a beautiful Balanced B complex from Megafood that I got to tell you, Kevin, I don't go a day without taking it because I really feel the difference in this formula. And that's one of my favorite things when I can suggest a formula where people feel a difference. I feel a difference in my energy levels. And what it is it's a balance of the B complex vitamins. So all 8 B vitamins, it's actually a vegan formula. There's a vegan customers out there. And there's a daily serving of organic spinach. It has 125 milligrams of organic spinach in each tablet. And the beautiful thing is, like all of our products, you can take it any time of day because it's whole food nutrients, even on an empty stomach. Whenever you remember, oh, those B vitamins, you can take it any time of day, and it is guaranteed. We're talking earlier about testing. We have third-party testing that all of our products are pesticide and herbicide-free, and we actually do in-house testing. We've received a prestigious certification called ISO 9001 certification in our in-house lab. We do testing for allergens, which we could talk about as a whole another topic of causes of fatigue. Soy, dairy, and gluten, 3 of the most common allergens, all of our products are tested to be soy, dairy, and gluten-free. And we certainly have rejected batches because they weren't. So we test very rigorously to guarantee that. So B vitamins, really important. The Balanced B complex is, like I said, something that I think is a very important addition for many, many people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it brings up a great point, and it touches on exactly some of the issues that we talked about at the beginning of the show. I mean, let's talk about the energy we get from a B vitamin versus coffee, right? I mean, coffee unlocks the energy that's contained in each one of our cells by helping or promoting our body to release more stress hormone. And we release more stress hormones. The stress hormones help our body to liberate energy because our body typically tries to produce more energy when it's under stress to deal with that stress. Now, that has a depleting nature in the end because you can only push those stress systems so far, so many times in a state of stress and still get them to respond. The B vitamin approach to creating energy is very different. This is nurturing the horse, not whipping the horse, as I referred to earlier. This is feeding and fueling the powerhouses, the power plants in our cells that make ATP, which fuels all of our energy. This is the mitochondria conversation that Dr. Stokes referred to a few minutes ago. That's what B vitamins do. They increase mitochondrial activity so our bodies can liberate more fuel. We have more fuel to burn. This is not a depleting form of producing energy. This is a sustainable, high-quality way of maintaining and sustaining and supporting energy levels in the long term. So B vitamins can offer significant improvements in energy without those depleting effects. So what other nutrients do we want to think of, Dr. Stokes, when we think about issues that cause fatigue?
Well, we want to think about, in terms of a macro, large category here, we really want to think about protein, Kevin. I know we've talked about this in other conversations, but we talked about coffee earlier in the day, and there's many, many people who grab a cup of coffee and run out the door. And that is extremely difficult on your body, as you mentioned, with the stress hormones. It's absolutely essential that we get some kind of protein, in my opinion, at every meal. And I'm not talking about large amounts, but some amount of protein, and that's going to vary depending on the person and body type and all of that. That is necessary to stabilize our glucose. When we have stable blood glucose levels, we have stable energy. It is very, very hard in your body to not have any protein at breakfast and then give yourself a shot of caffeine. So I don't want to forget the importance of that protein. I see the significance from the youngest child to the most elderly patient, how that protein consistently, particularly starting the day with protein, can really make a difference in energy levels.
Yeah, that's one of the conversations I alluded to in the lecture that I did the other night. When it comes to nutritional issues, keeping blood sugar levels stable plays such a valuable role in addressing fatigue and low energy issues. Because if you don't eat, as Dr. Stokes alluded to, or you eat something that is mainly a carbohydrate-based food instead of something that has protein or complex carbohydrates or good quality fats, you will get either just a straight blood sugar crash, or in the case of eating something like carbohydrates, you get a blood sugar up and then you get a blood sugar crash. And when your blood sugar goes down, your system goes into a state of stress and your stress systems get called upon. And over time, your stress systems get depleted by going up and down and up and down. And what I tell people all the time that they don't realize is it doesn't matter what the stress on your body is. It doesn't matter if it is blood sugar. It doesn't matter if it is a financial stress. It doesn't matter if it's a stress of a relationship issue. It doesn't matter if it's a physical stress like a broken leg from a car accident. Your body only has one mechanism for dealing with stress. That is it. It's the adrenal system. It doesn't matter what the stress is or how we perceive that stress. There is only one system that can handle it. We are all under a lot of stress from different pressures around us, from work, from family, from finances, from all of these different things, as well as physical stress. A lot of those things you can't change easily. One of the things you can change easily is how you craft your diet and how you balance your protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And by doing that one thing alone properly, you remove a huge burden of physiological stress from that adrenal system, which allows you to have so much more resources to deal with all of the other stressors that you can't change overnight, like your job, like your finances, like your relationships that take work. And that is why every single person that comes in to see me gets coaching on their diet for stabilizing blood sugar. And every person that hasn't been doing it that does it reports one of the main things is improved energy levels, better sleep, better management of stress, because you have removed what I call a huge physiological stress from the body. So that is so important, Dr. Stokes. Thank you so much for bringing up that issue with blood sugar. Now, before we take our next break, I know there is another sort of big, big topic with nutrient deficiencies that people are probably a little bit more aware of, and that is the iron issue. Why don't you touch on that for a minute?
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin. So yes, iron deficiency anemia, we don't want to not talk about that. It is a topic that many people have more awareness of, and sometimes people are not thinking, particularly women, of course, are going to be more prone to iron deficiency anemia if they have a heavy menstrual cycle, throughout pregnancy, postpartum. And then I want to bring up another time of life, Kevin, that I think doesn't get the attention it deserves, is that many women, when they go through perimenopause, their menstrual cycles become irregular and somewhat erratic because of the hormonal changes. And for some women, they experience their heaviest bleeding of their lives during that time period, but don't really talk about it. And so I want to acknowledge that it's very, very important. You know, iron is absolutely crucial for delivering oxygen to all the cells of our body so that we have the energy that we need. And so it's an important, if you're falling to that category, some of the categories that I just mentioned, to get that investigated and then to take a really high-quality product. You know, the issue with iron supplementation is often it can be constipating and hard on the digestive system. That's one of the things I love about our Blood Builder, which is our number one product at MegaFood, because it just helps so many people.
Yeah, so thank you for bringing that up. And although, you know, most people are somewhat aware of it, if you're having some fatigue issues that have come out of nowhere, make sure you get tested for iron deficiency anemia, because even though it does have more awareness than a lot of other things out there, you know, it oftentimes still can be missed if it's not investigated. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be our last segment. And what are we going to talk about in that segment, Dr. Stokes?
I thought that we could touch on something that we've already started to discuss, but get into more depth about stress and adrenal issues and how that contributes to fatigue and what you can do to help.
I agree. I think that's a great idea. So the adrenal system is such an important system when it comes to energy-related issues, and it is one that is almost always overlooked in traditional workups and considerations when it comes to why somebody might be feeling fatigued. So this truly is, I think, one of the biggest keys to regaining and sustaining energy levels. So you do not want to miss this next segment. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week with another great show related to health and wellness. Tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM to catch our show and learn lots about your health. You can also download the previously recorded shows at www.myvillagegreen.com. Of course, you already know that because I've told it to you at every segment since we've done here. Today, we've been talking about fatigue-related issues, and I have on the phone with me Dr. Aaron Stokes, who is a naturopathic doctor and colleague of mine, and we have been discussing some of the causes of fatigue that come up. Now, we've discussed thyroid issues, we've discussed B vitamin issues, we've discussed iron issues, we've discussed blood sugar issues, we've said a lot. But we still have one more issue that we can't ignore at all, which is the adrenal issue. And as I've alluded to, the adrenal system is one of these systems in the body that doesn't get a lot of attention in a conventional medical type of setting. It's not something that is typically recognized as an issue if somebody's experiencing mild to moderate, even sometimes extreme fatigue. And the reason why is the typical tests for measuring adrenal function are wonderful at detecting major adrenal pathology. For example, if somebody has a case of total adrenal insufficiency or adrenal failure, and the adrenal failure is a condition called Addison's disease, or if they are dealing with a complete issue on the opposite side of the spectrum related to adrenal overactivity, there's something called Cushing syndrome. And those things can be very accurately diagnosed via current medical testing. Now, everything in between that is pretty much ignored. So if you're not in adrenal failure and you're not in extreme adrenal overactivity and there's no, let's say, pathological change with your adrenals, you're going to get passed over in a traditional medical setting. The issue that we're going to be talking about here and that we're dealing with is sort of this diagnosis that is not recognized by the medical community, that something related more to adrenal fatigue is what it's called. And adrenal fatigue is reflective of changes in adrenal function that are not pathological, that are functional, meaning that the gland is still working, it's still keeping you alive. For all intents and purposes, it's still doing what it's supposed to do, but how well is it functioning? I give the analogy, like, imagine you take your car to a mechanic, and the mechanic doesn't even look at your car. He tells you to walk into his office, and you sit down, and he asks you one question. Did your car get you from your house to my shop? And if you answer that question yes, the mechanic says, get out of my office. There's nothing wrong with your car. It's functioning like it's supposed to. It got you from point A to point B, which is technically what a car is supposed to do. But what he didn't bother to ask you, or what you didn't get a chance to tell him, was that your car is only running on 4 of the 6 cylinders, and it has 3 flat tires, and the windshield is cracked, and the air conditioner is broken, and your radio doesn't work, and the cooling system is out of balance, and your back brakes don't work. So yes, your car got you from point A to point B, but how well did it function during that trip? And that's really what we're talking about here when we're discussing these adrenal-related issues. So Dr. Stokes, that's my intro to adrenal issues. I'm going to let you go ahead and take off here.
Excellent. Thank you, Kevin. So a lot of people are aware of adrenal fatigue these days, and sometimes the adrenal glands are somewhat of a mystery to people. What are they? Where are they? So I like to just let people know, you know, your adrenal glands are 2 small triangular-shaped glands. They sit atop of each kidney. And as you discussed, Kevin, they're essential for our stress response. And they play a very important role. Sometimes the adrenals are somewhat demonized, but they really are, they're very important for us because they manage our stress response. And that stress response is intended to protect us, and it does protect us in situations where we need quick reflexes on the road or we have to have a quick response. But the thing is that people are living in this state of fight or flight response where they're constantly getting activated and they're not recovering, they're not resting, and they're not supporting these crucial glands that really need to get us through the rest of our lives and managing our stress response and really ultimately our energy. And the topic we're talking about today is fatigue and energy and how to optimize energy. So this is a very important piece, and it's a perfect segment for us to finish with because it is so important. According to the American Psychological Association, about 25%, 1 out of 4 Americans are experiencing high levels of stress, and that is people that are rating their stress level as 8 or more on a 10-point scale. So that's high-level stress. Well, another 50%, so 50%, report moderate levels of stress on a score of 4 to 7 out of 10. So chronic ongoing stress really keeps the body on unnecessary alert. This eventually is going to lead to diminished energy levels. It's much like leaving a heater on in a room with the door open. It's just not sustainable. So what can we do to really really help with our adrenal glands, our adrenal function, and this stress response. I like to not, I'm not here to scare people, but I like to really encourage people to take this seriously, because chronic unremitting stress left unchecked does have health consequences. So we want to feel our best. We want to have our optimal energy today, and we want to prevent anything that can be happening tomorrow because we didn't get the stress under control. So the good news is, besides things like appropriate nutrition, and the protein really does play a role, because I tell somebody that's dealing with adrenal issues, you know, you don't want to give your body one more thing to deal with. So let's get the adequate protein levels in your nutrition. And so we can kind of, in a way, check that off the list and move on to really healing your adrenal glands. So how do we support our adrenal glands? Well, we have at Mega Food, one of my absolute favorite formulas in the whole line is Adrenal Strength. And I did not formulate this formula. I like to say I'm really standing on the shoulders of giants here, because the woman who formulated this did just such a beautiful job in creating a really comprehensive formula that very much supports energy levels and optimizing the stress response, so people just don't have that feeling that their stress response is completely out of control. So because this formula is so comprehensive, I've come up with kind of a 30-second explanation how to explain it, and then we can go into greater depth. So we have in the Mega Food Adrenal Strength whole food nutrients, herbal blends, and food, actual food to help support the adrenals. So nutrients, herbal blends, and the herbal blends actually include mushrooms, which can be extremely restorative, as well as food with high antioxidant potential, such as blueberries, cranberries, whole orange. And in our products, we use the whole orange, pulp, rind, and peel, because we recognize the important antioxidant contribution, and that's crucial for people that are under extreme stress. So the Adrenal Strength has our food state vitamin C and pantothenic acid, also known as B5, which are essential, as I know you know, Dr. Kevin, really important nutrients for the adrenal glands that get depleted during times of stress, and they're crucial for adrenal gland functioning. We have two beautiful mushrooms in here, cordyceps, which is really great for energy and endurance. It's actually a really neat mushroom that grows in the high altitudes of Asia, up on the high altitude plateaus, and used by mountain climbers and Sherpas and high endurance and high altitude athletes. But you don't have to be one of those people to benefit from cordyceps. It really helps with energy and endurance in day-to-day life. One of my favorite mushrooms, because we recognize that as you're supporting and healing your adrenal glands, you need to also have optimal energy to go get through your day and get through your work day. Reishi mushroom is in there, another very important supportive mushroom that's really going to help with adrenal gland function, as well as sensorial ashwagandha that we talked about earlier. It's also in our thyroid strength formula, and there's that interconnection between really the stress response, optimal adrenal function, and optimal thyroid function. Sensorial ashwagandha is just such an incredible plant, and ashwagandha is an Ayurvedic herb, and sensorial is just it's what it is. It's a patented extract, and it's not really just. It's a patented extract that has been the subject of clinical studies and has just some phenomenal results. So this is another one where people really feel a difference. You know, I'm kind of amazed. People say, I felt this the first time I took it. You know, with other people, it might can be a few days or even up to a week, but they just start feeling that strength, that stamina, that kind of inner resilience and contentment, because their system is stronger. Nobody likes to feel strung out, like they're on edge, yelling at their kids, yelling at coworkers just because their stress has gotten so out of control. This helps kind of bring it back and really bring things back into balance.
Yeah, and it is a great formula. I can certainly attest to that. I use it personally, and I recommend it a lot in the work that I do. And I
good.
I'm very, very familiar with it. I really like you know, these, you're, what you've described is a class of herbs that's referred to as adaptogenic herbs. And, you know, adaptogenic herbs have a very interesting definition in that they're herbs that basically are non-toxic to the body and have no known negative detrimental effects on the body. And they seem to help improve the body's ability to adapt to stress. That's where the word adaptogen comes from. Ashwagandha, which is, you know, a mouthful, comes from, as you mentioned earlier, the Ayurvedic family and is oftentimes referred to as Indian ginseng. So ginseng is one of these herbs that a lot of people are familiar with from the adaptogenic family that they hear and they associate with energy. And ashwagandha, reishi, are also herbs that are right in that same family. I really love the SensorReal product because it's always nice when a company or when somebody goes through the process of patenting a product, because once it's patented or, you know, once it's trademarked, it really needs to meet very exacting standards, and you know what you're getting every time. So you might go out and try and get a ashwagandha product, and there are lots of great ones out there, but it's going to vary in regards to how potent it is, how much of the active ingredients have been actually isolated and included and concentrated in the product. You don't know about the testing for, let's say, pesticide residues on there. When you get a product like SensorReal, you get really something that you know you're getting batch-to-batch quality. It's consistent. It's the same. It has to be the same because of the nature of the trademark or copyright that's on it, and that's really nice. The other thing that I like about the SensorReal that you had mentioned is some clinical trials that were done on humans in regards to energy levels, and there was a whole other multitude of health effects, everything from blood sugar regulation to cardiovascular support to mood that ashwagandha seems to really support. And it is just, these adrenal adaptogenic herbs are so incredibly powerful. And Dr. Stokes, as you said, you know, you've seen people report feeling something like the same day. And I will tell you that if you are walking around with adrenal issues and having fatigue-related problems that are related to adrenal issues, I have seen some of the most miraculous things happen in front of my eyes. I have seen people drag themselves into my office that have to basically scoop themselves off the floor with a spatula, so exhausted, so fatigued, so worn down, they can't get any explanation of why they're so exhausted. For 4 weeks on a good adrenal support program, which includes blood sugar stabilizing diet, adequate sleep, B vitamins, and herbs like these adaptogenic herbs, 4 weeks later come back feeling like they did 10 or 15 years ago. It can be unbelievably dramatic to watch people recover so quickly after being chronically fatigued, worn out, burned out for years sometimes, turn around in a process of 4 weeks. To me, it's a testament to how incredibly powerful the healing process is in our body when you truly identify what the problem is and address it appropriately. So these adrenal products are generally safe. If you have high blood pressure, you know, I'm pretty sure the adrenal formula that you referred to doesn't have any of the overly stimulating herbs. But if you have high blood pressure, you might want to keep an eye on that when you first start taking it. Otherwise, there's very little possible contraindications associated with these, and they can really dramatically help your body to deal with stress and create energy without being without stimulating you in a way that will leave you burned out like caffeine does or sugar does or other stimulants do. So, Dr. Stokes, any last words here? We got to wrap up in the next 30 seconds, so if they're going to be, make them quick.
Yes, Kevin, I want to say that the body does have a remarkable ability to heal. And when you give the body the right tools, it can heal and you can have optimal energy.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dr. Passero, and I'm wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.